The use of lead then has increased dramatically since pre-industrial times. So back prior to the Bronze Age, their lead production was minuscule. Once we hit the use of tetraethyl lead, it went right through the roof. And the record of the use of lead then is preserved in snow deposits both in the Arctic and the Antarctic. So here we're looking at the amount of lead present as micrograms per kilogram of snow, and tracing that industrialization, you get a large scatter as we start using more of the material, and this is where tetraethyl lead comes in petrol, and we're storing lots and lots more in the snow. So the amount of lead, and as we'll see, mercury that you find in sediments are a very good indicator of when a particular sediment was being deposited. If you have a very elevated level of lead that's present, then you know you're looking at a recent sediment. If you've got a sediment with a very low level, then it's indicating it's quite an ancient sort of a sediment. The only thing is, you have to make sure there's no local source of lead. So back in this case here then, we're looking, going through the depth of a particular sediment, tracing the lead and down the bottom the mercury concentrations. And as you can see, with industrialization, we get this big peak in the use of both of these particular metals. But a local source can mix that up completely. So in Tasmania, in the Derwent Estuary, they can find values in the sediment there of 42 grams per kilogram of lead in the sediment. And that's because there was a massive mine upstream there that was putting sediment material into that estuary containing that lead pollution from the mine. So these values here are the global values that are being deposited in all the sediments. And as long as your sediment only is representative of the global value, that'll help you to age the sediment. But if you've got a local source,